Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
We are thrilled to talk Lions and Eagles
with Ross Tucker,
our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker. Check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, Ross, we need you to be honest. Whatever you said to Philadelphia this week, you got to keep it the same with us. Don't pander to the Detroiters, all right?
Listen, I always call it the way I see it, regardless of what's going on, and that sometimes gets people upset with me. I don't care. I just go by what I see.
All right.
Perfect.
So what do you see with the Philadelphia Eagles? What's been the reason that their offense has been inconsistent?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think probably the biggest reason is that the offensive line hasn't played as well. You know, they've had guys in and out of the lineup, whether it's Landon Dickerson at left guard or Cam Jurgens at center, who was limited yesterday. So I guess there's a chance he comes back. I mean, they have four of their five starting offensive linemen were limited in practice yesterday. And so they've had guys in and out of the lineup. They've had guys moving positions. And even some of those guys like Dickerson and Jurgens, when they have been out there, clearly have not been 100%. So I thought, obviously, the Lions' offense was offensive line was fantastic last year, but I still thought the Eagles had the best O-line in the league last year. They have not been that this year. I mean, they probably have not even been top 10. Maybe they have, but probably not top 5. I think that really changes things for them because as a result, they're not running it nearly as effectively. And most of the passing game stuff that they typically get is off of, you know, guys being wide open because teams are so worried about the run.
What do you make of the A.J. Brown drama?
Other than I'm so sick of it and I can't stand it. I mean, you guys know I do a lot of Philadelphia media because I call their preseason games on television. And it's, I mean, what is this, week 11? Five of the weeks, maybe, it feels like. About half of the weeks, at least, there's been some A.J. Brown drama about something he posted, something he said, whether or not he's practicing, whether or not he's playing in the game. You know, I understand that it is a very dependent position, and I recognize that by all accounts, the guys in the locker room love him and whatever, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just too old school. I'm just so sick of that being a topic of conversation every week. It's especially when they're winning. I mean, they're 7-2. You know, they played a really tough schedule. I much prefer when those things are handled internally. Talk with the coaches, express your frustration. I don't really understand the whole mindset of having to tell the world. I mean, listen, I found out this latest thing happened Tuesday night. While it was 1:30 a.m. in the morning, he, I guess, was playing a video game with some guy, mm-hmm. and people watched them play a video game. Jim, You lost me at watching other people play a video game, okay? You lost me there, and then now I'm going to care what he says at 1:30 a.m. while he's playing Madden with some guy? I mean, I guess I'm officially an old guy now.
Welcome to the club. And let me ask you this, because obviously for the Lions, a lot of the conversation going into the season was the injury of the offensive line, where you don't have Zeitler, you don't have Frank Ragnow, and then it was also new offensive coordinator Ben Johnson now in Chicago, and John Morton is calling plays. But in Philly, it's been very much the same, where you've been talking about that offensive line, some new parts, some injuries. Kellen Moore is now the head coach down in New Orleans. What is the thought about Kevin Petullo and how he is managing this offense and the assets that he has?
So, you know what's funny is I'm actually calling the game Sunday night for Westwood One. And, John, I'm going to steal the comparison that you just made because it's amazing. It's so similar. It really is. Both of these teams have had offensive line issues with different guys in there and injuries and whatever. They both have new coordinators, which has been an issue as well. I mean, it's kind of wild. And these are obviously the teams that we all thought were going to play against each other and what I thought was going to be an epic, epic NFC Championship game last year that didn't happen. And, you know, I told Petullo before the season started, John, he's in a no-win situation.
Right.
I mean, they were awesome last year. They won the Super Bowl. They brought back everybody except the right guard. But, the guy replacing the right guard's fine. So if it was anything other than fantastic, he was going to be the guy that got the blame. Mm-hmm. They could only go down pretty much from what they did last year, and that's been the case. And so most people are going to blame Petullo. You know, I mean, the game before this one, they ran for 275 yards, which is the most of any NFL team this year in their game against the Giants before the bye. So they have certainly had their moments. Hurts was fantastic the game before that against the Vikings. They definitely have been better as of late, but then it felt like Monday night against the Packers was a step back. I will say I think the Packers have a really good defense and that they deserve some credit. The flip side, the positive for the Eagles is that they have a bunch of guys that they got back on defense, and that defense, in particular the D-line, looked like it did on their Super Bowl run last year. And the addition of Jalen Phillips for a third-round pick, that guy was everywhere. I mean, six tackles, seven quarterback pressures, recovered a fumble, tackle for loss. I mean, it seemed like that guy was already worth a third-round pick with just what he did Monday night.
Talking to Ross Tucker, Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. How about the Lions? Tune-up spot for them last week against the Commanders. New play caller, Dan Campbell with the reading glasses on. How big of a difference did that make?
Well, first of all, it's hard to know for sure because the Commanders' defense has been so bad as of late that, you know, how much of that was Campbell and the Lions offense, how much of it was the Commanders defense, is just that bad. I got to tell you, Dan Campbell makes me feel better about the fact that I'm just a little bit, when I go to a restaurant sometimes, I can't see it as well. Dan Campbell is the only person I've ever seen that still looks cool and tough and mean with readers on. I mean, it's unbelievable. So, and I love the fact too that they didn't tell anybody they were going to change play callers. Why would you, like the Browns last week told everybody Tommy Rees is going to be their new play caller. Why would you announce that? Why would you give anyone any heads up? Made a lot more sense to do what the Lions did. Obviously, 550 yards, so they were doing something right. But it did feel like they got more into that rhythm in that game with Campbell. Again, though, really hard to know how much of it was the Commanders. But I don't care what defense they're playing against. You know, I mean, you put up 550 yards of offense. You look the way the Lions did. It kind of felt like they got their groove back a little bit, which they're going to need Sunday night in Philly going against that defense.
So let me ask you a question here in regards to who's going to win or lose this game. Lions win if, and the same thing, Eagles win if this happens.
Well, I hate to be like the cliched guy with the turnovers, but I think the Eagles and Jalen Hurts figured out at some point, hey, you know what? We have better players than the other teams we go against for the most part. So if I just don't turn it over, we got a really good chance to win these games. It drives me nuts, some of the sacks that he takes, but he very, very rarely turns it over. They have an NFL low 4 turnovers this year. So I know it's a cliche, John, but if the Lions lose that battle, if they lose the turnover battle, it's going to be really hard to win. I mean, really, really hard to win. I also think if either team can run it effectively, that's probably the winning team. They're both going to try. Goodness knows the Packers and Eagles both tried all night Monday night to run it, and they weren't really able to do it. Those are the two that probably jump out to me the most is who takes better care of the football, and then can either team really get the run game going against the other one?
If you had to pick the game, who would you pick?
Yeah, so it's interesting because, you know, before the Eagles bye, I said they would split against the Packers and the Lions. And then I picked them to win a close game against the Packers. They did. I still think there's a pretty decent chance that they split these two games. But, man, playing at home, you know, with the way that defense looked, I'll take the Eagles in another close one, like 20-17. But wouldn't surprise me at all if they lost, especially with how good the Lions looked on Sunday, and the Eagles have a short week, you know, after playing a Monday night game. So I think it's 2017, could go either way. Probably comes down to coaching decision and one play late, just like we saw with the Eagles and the Packers Monday night.
So you obviously, when we played at Washington, we had to play a road game up in Philly, and we got treated a certain way. Any warnings or any heads up for Lions fans traveling to the Link?
Yes, I feel very strongly about this. So, two things. First of all, and John, you know this, it's not nearly as bad as the Vet was.
Right.
So, I grew up going to games at the Vet. When I tell you guys, half the time, I was watching fights and people get beers dumped on them and altercations, like women pulling each other's hair in the 700 level. That was half the game when you went back in the 80s and the early 90s. It's not nearly that bad, but you still don't want to be the person wearing the Lions gear. I mean, you can do it. You're just setting yourself up. John, the first game I suited up with you was with the Redskins 2001, and it was at Philly. And my family already knew this, but I said, under no circumstances do you wear any Redskins gear whatsoever. And if I know you want me to win, but don't even cheer loud. Like, just cheer. Keep it to yourself. You don't have to do that, but if you draw attention to yourself with the way that you act and wearing Lions gear, you're just going to put you're going to put yourself in a bad spot. And listen, some people like that. Some people want to take that chance. They want to roll that dice. I wouldn't do that. That wouldn't be my recommendation, but I guess it's up to you.
We are going to talk about this later with Lions fans because we know they love to travel. They're not bashful or shy about trying to take over stadiums. We know that's not going to happen in Philly, but we know Lions fans aren't shy. So, file it away.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny, by the way? I don't know if it's a time zone thing, but you know, Detroit people are pretty tough too, right?
Yeah.
You go further west, you get to, like, Vikings fans and Packers fans, they're like, weirdly nice. They're the nicest people in the world, and they were – a couple years ago, the Vikings played the Eagles – no, when the Eagles went to the Super Bowl, the Vikings fans came to the NFC Championship game, and they were all appalled by how they were treated. It's like, you know, Eagles fans would just say that those people are soft and make fun of them and laugh at them. The Vikings fans and Packers fans think that Eagles fans are boorish and horrible people. It's just, It's just different people, different parts of the company, different parts of the country. But Detroit people are not like Packers and Lions, I mean, Packers and Vikings fans.
They're not wallflowers.
Yeah. No, we're going to bring it.
All right. Ross, we'll talk to you next week. Good stuff.
Thanks, bud.
See you guys.
It's Ross Tucker. Check out his podcast. It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Feedback rolling in on the big old tub of pretzels. Just mention the pasta aisle and they'll know that a conversation is over. That's from an unnamed texter. The question was, how long do you talk to a random person that you know and you like, but you haven't seen in a while when you bump into them in the grocery store? Hey, Kang, the pasta used for mostaccioli is called mostaccioli.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
See, I'm only 1/25th Italian, so I just that hasn't come through for me yet.
Okay. Yeah. What else here? Oh, I see they're making fun of me. Did they actually make kale pasta? No, they don't, but they make like chickpea pasta, and they make zucchini pasta, and they make other kinds of pasta, which you really can't tell. There's a edamame pasta. And they're fine. I know that when I say that, people scoff. Kang, have you ever tried any of those alternate pastas?
The veggie ones, yeah. Aren't they green in color as well?
Yeah.
I have. It's better than the wheat pasta. I'm not a big fan of wheat pasta. Or gluten-free pasta is terrible for me.
Stoney, do you like any of the other pastas?
I like I said, spaghetti, linguine. I'll eat the other ones that I don't love if it's the only option. But
Gator texted in. He said SpaghettiOs. That's his favorite.
I'm telling you, shells, if it's the only thing there, I'll eat it, but I don't like
them. You don't like them, huh?
No.
Mike at South Lyon writes, I love my neighbor. Excuse me, my neighbor. He's so nice, but whenever I'm out landscaping, and he is, we talk about sports or kids' sports for over 45 minutes easy. I do my best to avoid him without saying hi. I never have that kind of time. Regarding moisturizer, what percentage of guys use moisturizer on their face So funny you asked this question. I've never used face wash or moisturizer, but now I'm about to turn 40 and I'm showing some signs of aging. I use a facial cleanser only in the washer and then use anti-aging moisturizer when I get out of the shower and nighttime moisturizer before bed.
Wait, he said he does something in the washer?
It says I use facial cleanser only in the washer. I don't know what that means.
He wants to go into his washing machine?
I'm trying to figure out what he was trying to say instead of saying washer. I'm using facial cleanser only in the shower.
I wash my face?
Maybe he meant the shower. Yeah, I use a facial cleanser only in the shower.
Yeah.
He wrote washer. Use an anti-aging moisturizer when I get out of the shower and a nighttime moisturizer before bed. He's into it. This is all in. I'm a 30-year-old white guy. I've never moisturized. And I have moisturized my face every day for the past 5 years. My sister is a skin doctor and told me how beneficial it is preventing wrinkles.
This reminds me of a prank we pulled on some kid in college. There was a kid who...
Can I stop you right there, Kang? What are the odds this is going to be uncomfortable?
I don't know. What's over 100%?
Anyway, he would use Noxzemo on his face. And this is like 19 years old. Anyway, he wasn't an athletic type of person, put it that way. But he wasn't a bad guy. And then one night, I watched it happen, or I heard about it. It wasn't me. That when he was in his dorm room, they put some sort of liquid in his Noxzema, and never told him.
Do you care to? What kind of?
So somebody took a leak in his Noxzema.
Oh my God. Cody!
He had no idea.
That's what you get for washing your face.
Right, thank you. Right? He still might never know what ever happened.
That's awful. You had nothing to do with this.
No, I did nothing to do with it, but I was...
You heard about it.
No, I was in the vicinity, but I didn't do it.
All right, we should have stopped you.
It could have been worse, put it that way.
Shouldn't Doug use moisturizer on his head after shaving it? So I don't shave my head. I take the clippers, and I just buzz it down. So there's always like a little bit of fur, but very little.
Are you a body wash guy or a bar guy?
Body wash. Well, I actually use both, believe it or not. Okay. I have a bar for certain places and a body wash for others. It's gotten way too personal.
Are you a washcloth guy?
No.
Me neither.
No, never happened. All right. Let's get to...
I'll stop now.
Yeah, let's... This is always the challenge of working with Mike Stone. Let's get to the Lions. Lions, 2.5-point underdog at Philly. Are you surprised they're an underdog?
No. They're on the road. They're playing the defending Super Bowl champs who came off a really good win. Their offense didn't look good, but their defense looked great, so I'm not surprised.
Is it a really good win? Because on paper, it's a really good win.
I know, Packers didn't have
crap. You listen to Sirianni's press conference yesterday? It got uncomfortable. Like, I felt like they, you know...
Well, uncomfortable because of what we talked about, their fan base and their reporters. They asked tough freaking questions, and the offense has not looked good. I mean, we know all the A.J. Brown stuff. He goes and says that things are, you know, poop shows and things like that. They're questioning whether they're too conservative, but they win.
I mean, if remember when the Pistons said, if it ain't rough, it ain't right. Is that kind of what's going on in Philly? Because A.J. Brown has complained before. He's an emotional guy. He's a guy that wants the football, and he can't, I don't know if he can't help himself or this is just his way to problem solve. I don't know why you'd ever go public with this. It's just not my style. But it feels like a really good football team, a number one seed, that's got this environment around it like they're in some sort of crisis, and they're not.
No.
Have they run the football the way they did in the past? No.
No.
Philly's not running the ball the way that they...
Well, part of that, because the Lions aren't either, okay? Now they've had their really good games, but why isn't Philly running the ball as well as they have? Why? Because something the Lions going. They've had injuries up front.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't see the Lions in the midst of a crisis. I feel like
right.
Philly's in the midst of a crisis. And even with the Lions not running it the way they have, Jahmyr Gibbs is averaging 5.4 yards a carry. David Montgomery, 4.5 yards a carry. Saquon Barkley's averaging less than 4 yards per carry. But, you know, again, they continue to win. They got a problem at cornerback. They just traded for two of them at the deadline. One of them looks like he's going to retire in Jair Alexander, who just can't stay healthy. The other one, Michael Carter, is probably getting prepped to play nickel for them, so they'll move Cooper DeJean back outside. But, you know, the fact is, it's a Philly team that I don't think is in crisis mode, but it feels like it's getting treated like they're in crisis.
Yeah, because of their fan base. And it's style over substance. People want the style. They're not getting the great style. They're not getting the dynamic passing game. They're not running the ball, but their defense is playing pretty damn good. And so, can the Lions win? Absolutely. I mean, I saw what's-his-face on Get Up this morning, Lawan's buddy, Compton. He thinks the Eagles are going to win by double digits. Was it him or somebody said that?
So the Eagles are
The Lions are going to win by double digits on the road.
Really?
And that would be
Orlovsky?
Terrific.
It wasn't Orlovsky?
It was not Orlovsky. I believe it was Compton.
Okay. I mean, look, I suppose then we'd be talking about a crisis.
Right, Philly?
If any team loses this game by double digits,
right?
Out of all of the crisis teams that are like in the mix here, isn't the biggest one Green Bay right now? They can't score.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I mean, Detroit, they're certainly not perfect, but I bet they're happier in Philly than they are. Well, maybe not. I mean, Midwest nice. Maybe they should be happier than Philly than they are in Green Bay.
Right. I heard Ross Tucker on with John and Jim this morning.
Yeah.
And he said going into their next two games, meaning the Eagles, he thought they'd split between Green Bay and Detroit. And now he thinks the Eagles are going to win Sunday in a very close, similar game with a little more scoring than Monday, like 20-17, I think he said.
I could see the game going that direction.
Yeah.
But health plays a role here, too, because we got to see who's going to be in the lineup. We got to go over to this Lions injury report from yesterday.
I know.
Oi.
Hutchinson's in it, but I think he'll be fine.
We will get to that coming up at 11:46. It is Doug Karsh along with Mike Stone in for Gator, 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks, Doug. All right, we're here on a Friday. What?
I just always wonder, what happens to the kid listening in the car who then all of a sudden David goes up to preach that Sunday? Dad, isn't that the Dong Bong guy?
Isn't that preacher Dong Bong? David definitely has two completely. And by the way, David with the day off today right. has no opportunity to defend himself.
He doesn't. You know what? Good for him. I win.
It's tremendous. I want to jump right in, Lions and Eagles. We're going to do it in a different way. Because I want to just tell you what bothers me about you. Not Rico or Kenny or Corbin. No, about you, the Lions fan. It's the airing of the grievances. I want to tell you what bothers me. I got a lot of problems with you people, and now you're going to hear about them. It's the airing of the grievances. But it'll lead us to what we're going to talk about with Lions and Eagles. What bothers me is this. Many of you, not all, many of you live in effing la-la land, where every loss is explained away, and every win is the greatest thing ever. Even if you beat corpses. Oh my God, we've just redefined football. It's not how it works when you're a good team with Super Bowl aspirations. Every loss matters. They hurt. They're important. And then there are measuring stick games. That brings us to the game in Philly, which is not just a game. Not to me, it's not. I think the Lions are in need of a true signature win. Look, the Bucs game is the closest thing you have to it. If you want to tout Baltimore, that's your prerogative. They're under 500. That fight, take it up with Jim Costa. This is a true prove-it game. You're on the road. You're against the team that's holding the number one seed, the defending Super Bowl champions. They look vulnerable. Their offense can't score in a whorehouse. One of their best players shreds the team routinely. You are going in there, and you have an opportunity to reclaim kind of what you lost. Because here's the problem I have. You've beaten a good team. You beat the Bucs. But have you beaten a great one? Now, you open the season against the Pack. You got beat up. You went and played Kansas City. You got beat up. And Minnesota may not be good, but they beat you up. When you face teams that have defensive lines that can stand up and fight versus play patty cake, you haven't fared very well. So here's to me what's on the line and why I don't want to win the game. I need to win this game. What's on the line is this. If you win, I have absolutely no problem saying you are on way to reclaiming king of the NFC, competing for the one seed, and putting yourself back in a pole position for the NFC North. But if you lose, you're not a Super Bowl team. If you lose, you're not the one seed. And if you lose, you're not winning the North. Well, how can you say that? Because while we don't have one or two games left, we don't have that much time.
No.
It's week 11. You have three showdowns. The game in Philly, the game here on Thanksgiving, and the game in Los Angeles. And you got to take two of three to be serious about it. What's your best opportunity at those? I don't know. You could say the Pack. I don't think you could say it the Rams. But I think an Eagles team off of an absolutely dreadful win. I can't believe I used those two words together, Rico. But I think it is okay to say this is a measuring stick game, that if they win, we upgrade them, and if they lose, we downgrade them.
It's absolutely a measuring stick game because, let's face it, for the last few years, we played the mythical game, if you played the Eagles, if you played the Eagles. Well, guess what?
You're playing the Eagles.
This Sunday, you get to play the Eagles. So it won't be any, well, I think we can handle their defense, or I think we can stop Saquon, right? Let's find out. It's a prove-it game. Prove to me that you're the best team in the NFC. Prove to me that, once again, forget about week one. We're going to be the team. All roads will go through Detroit. That's this type of game. No excuses. Whether you're going to be missing people, they're going to be missing people. It's a game on the road. I do think that it'll almost count as a game and a half because you went on the road to beat them, because it's not here at Ford Field. look, you play who you got to play, and you play where the league tells you to play. You beat the Bucks, but you beat the Bucks here. Now, you go to Philly, and you beat them at the link, that's going to mean something.
It's one of the better wins in football all year long. It is beating, look, you're 6-3, they're 7-2. Rico, a win puts you in the conversation with the tiebreak to be the one seed. Mm-hmm. A loss, you're not getting the one seed.
I think a win, yeah, puts you right there with the, you know, if, let's just say the Rams win, and then you get to play the Rams later. And now you'll have the tiebreaker right over them.
But
as
I
well
take it a step further. A loss to knock you to 6-4, I think your hopes of winning the North take a big blow. You don't have, look, yes, there are these free squares on the schedule, next week being one against the Giants. What you just had against the Commanders, these are free squares. And while you still need to pay attention, show up, and play, it takes a lot to lose those games. Those teams are objectively horrific. The Vikings are not horrific. They are acutely limited at the quarterback spot. But that's a good football team. You have beaten some terrible football teams, and that's fine. That's what good teams do. But what I want to know from you is, do you accept the terms of engagement here? Mm-hmm. You think of yourselves as a Super Bowl team. Well, then act like one. Wins matter. Losses matter, too. And I'm not going to be in the business Monday of explaining it away. And I'm not going to be in the business of doing this whole moral victory crap. The Eagles are ripe for the picking. Are you going to go and get them? Because I do think whatever this team's got available, they're going to bring it. All week, they've been shredded by their fans. All week, I think it's tense in that locker room. And now, see, it's prime time. It's the Lions coming. And guess what, Rico? If there's any team in football that will show up at your house, punch you in the face, take all your kids' toys, and then burn your house down, it's the Lions.
It is the Lions. But see, I don't pay attention to any of that, the Eagles drama, because, Mike, they
love
feast
it
off the drama. I told Kenny in pre-show, they're that toxic couple. It works somehow. And they're constantly fighting. And they're constantly at each other's throats. And they're bad-mouthing each other. And you know
Kenny
what?
Kenny is sitting right here. You can't say things.
Don't do that. You can't say that.
In the end, they're all hugged up, and they're all lovey-dovey, and you're sitting to yourself like, but he just called you, it works for them. I don't know how it works. I would feel better if I was a Lions fan if everything was kumbaya and everything was working and Dom wasn't doing something stupid and yeah, Sirianni didn't say anything and AJ was actually happy. I would be worried. But the fact that it's always something with them, it works for them. It's what they thrive off of.
But I want to throw a number up. Now, I'm sorry it's not slap and tickle, but there should be a focus to it. There's an intensity. There should be tension in the air when you play a game this big. To me, you want to prove you're at a Super Bowl level? Go win the damn game. Because if you don't, you're not. And at 6-4, with multiple showdowns left, I'm sorry. You're probably on track to end up with 6 or 7 losses if you lose the game. But if you win it, whoa, if you win it, I got no problem handing the flowers. But I get tired in this town. You beat some dead-ass opponent and people acting like Dan Campbell changed Earth. Yes, I'm happy Dan Campbell's calling the plays. Yes, I have more confidence in him than John Morton. That's more about John Morton than acting like we've hired Andy Reid. You played a team that didn't want to be there last week and was more interested in fighting each other. Now you're going to play someone where you beat them, you deserve all praise. But if you lose, it's going to really hurt. Mm-hmm. And I've given it to you because you're not going to get the one seed. I mean, you will be 3 games behind Philly, tiebreaker. You will be 2 games behind the Rams, and yes, you get a head-to-head. And then there's Seattle, who controls their own destiny. Guys, it's Super Bowl or bust. I've always said this, and I agree with Rico on it. You need to play as many games indoors as possible.
Yes, because here's the thing.
Whoa.
Unfortunately, Mike, I think they're in the minority, but there are people who say, I think it's better if you don't have that week off and you just keep playing. I don't agree with that at all. I think you want to play as few games as possible indoors here at Ford Field.
Correct.
Because if you lose this game, your gift could be you got to go back to Philly in late January.
I think if you lose this game, it means your offensive line isn't that good. Mm-hmm. I think if you lose this game, I think it will show you that you're going to need to get healthy in the secondary. You're not going to win with the Legion of Whom long term.
You know, you took it right out of my mouth. You're going to say, oh, we won with the Legion of Whom. And then the league caught up with you. And it was cute. It was a great story. But now it's over. Now you have A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith out there, and they're healthy. Not, you know, a bunch of wide receivers on one leg.
I'll throw the number out. And if we don't fill the phone lines, it'll tell me a lot about you. It'll tell me you're soft because you don't want to talk about your team in real terms. You just want everyone to play slap and tickle and the painting was a gift, Todd. Well, I'm sorry. It's a big game and big games have consequences. So let's act like a Super Bowl fan base. If you win, it means one thing. And if you lose, it decidedly means another. And if you disagree with any of this, go for it. Here's your invitation. But I'm not going to get on the air and do golly gee, I'm excited for the game. What's your prediction? I don't care. I want to talk about what it all means. 248-539-9797. Whoa. How's that not on my drop board yet?
Good morning, 97.1. Happy Thursday. Two Grand Slam at 725. Dear John at 735. And we are getting closer. Sunday night. Lions, Eagles in Philadelphia. John, we know Lions fans love to travel to games.
Yeah. And the question that we have for Lions fans, we asked this question a lot. We asked it when they were, a couple of years ago, they opened up in Kansas City. Are you going to go out there and are you going to make the trip? And we asked it when the schedule is revealed, like, hey, what's the travel game? And it's a lot of times it's a drive-to game. Last year it was Indianapolis. This year it's Cincinnati. And you go down there and, okay, you're going to Ohio. It's Detroit Lions fans. There's whether you're Michigan, Michigan State, right? It's still going to that state. And you got to put up with Buckeyes. But it's different going to a Bengals game, even a Cleveland game. The question I have for fans is, knowing the reputation that the Eagles fans have and the story that Dan shared with you guys, you and Stoney, on Tuesday morning, some of the stories that I've shared about going to, originally it was the Vet and then it was the Link, and you know the fans are the same. Are you going to Philly? And if you go, are you going to wear your Lions gear? Or are you nervous about how the Philly fans will treat you while you're there? Or are you not going because you're concerned about how Philly fans will treat you while you're there? Is this one of those where the Philly fanatics have, I don't want to say scared you away, but you're just not in the mood to put up with their BS?
So, Stoney said yesterday with Doug that you should only wear a hat, like a Lions hat, if you go. Like, don't wear full Lions gear. Makes you like a target, I guess.
The hat still says Detroit Lions?
I don't understand. I also think it defeats the purpose. If you're going to go, you want to go and be a Lions fan. You don't want to go incognito. Yeah. You don't want to go in a disguise, a fake mustache, and a pair of glasses. Like, if you're going, look how Lions fans travel to games. They aren't shy about being Lions fans when they go to Cincinnati or last week the Commanders or last year the Colts or Green Bay or Kansas City. Wherever they go, they show up and they wear Honolulu blue and they're loud and they're high-fiving each other and they're on public transit or the airport and they're cheering and there's camaraderie. You don't want to go to Philadelphia and feel like you can't even be a Lions fan at that point. Save on the flight, save on the tickets, and pick a different week. Yeah. But I think it's a fascinating question because I'm not going to accuse Detroiters of being scared, but I'm curious about the psyche. 248-539-9797. Like, John, can you share some of the stories having played in Philadelphia? Like, as a visiting player?
Well, I mean, so, okay, they're no different than the ones I shared yesterday in regards to, hey, as a player, right, they're going to throw stuff at you. And that's not necessarily unique to Philly. They just do it a little bit more. They're a little bit more verbal about it. But we've seen fans in the stands because everybody's got a cell phone now and we see the fights in the stands. And there was a fan last year that was getting after a female fan, and it was recorded and he was eventually, I think, fired from his job. He was, you know, all of these different things that happen when these videos go viral. I don't know if that's indicative of every Philly fan.
That wouldn't be fair.
No, but it is kind of the same it's the environment that they provide.
Well, how about this? Same city, different sport. Can we play Mike Tirico on NBC with a heckling Sixers fan behind him the other night? It's always a little dangerous in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
So Lions fans, you signing yourself up, making the trip, going there. You're going to be loud. You're going to be in their face.
Yeah. And so the fan last year, and I'm not going to bring up his name because he sounds like he's paid a hell of a price for the things that he said to a young lady that was sitting in front of him. And it was a Philly versus Green Bay game. And I mean, you could Google it. Find
I remember
it
the story.
Yeah. And so again, he was banned for life from going to Lincoln Financial Field and going to any of the Eagles games. So they've set a tone.
Sure.
And you got to love the fact that the franchise is not willing to put up with this. They want to create this hostile environment. Every fan base does. We try and do it here in Detroit so that it's very hard for the opposing team to get their job done. There is a line that you draw in regards to what you should be saying to other fans and how you should react to them. Obviously, there should never be any physical contact.
None.
And so I am curious to Lions fans, are you going to this game? Are you prepared for the environment you're going into? And have you decided that you're not going just because you don't want to put up with the Philly fans?
Great responses pouring in on the ticket text. Jumping on the phones, 248-539-9797. Lions fans, your plans.
If I said 11:26, my apologies. 11:46, we get to the Lions and their injury report. And it is lengthy. Out of practice Wednesday, Brock Wright, ankle injury. Penei Sewell, ankle injury. Sam Laporta, back injury. Kirby Joseph, knee injury. Aiden Hutchinson, elbow injury. Terrion Arnold, concussion. All right, let's start with the tight ends. Brock Wright and Sam Laporta.
Well, I saw they signed somebody off of the practice squad, somebody who was on the team for a brief, Frister or whatever his name was. You know what I'm talking about?
I just, on the Lions website, I don't know who you're talking about, but we often laugh. Oh, I found him.
Was I close, Frisker?
Well, yeah, it is. They did sign Frisker off the practice squad. Do you know who's listed as their third tight end right now on their own website?
No.
Kang, do you have any idea who's listed as their third tight end on the Lions website?
Oh, the guy, Delaley, something like that?
Is it Hatton?
Ross Dwelly.
Dwelly, I knew, yeah.
Their third tight end is Ross Dwelly.
He played in the last game. He actually played.
He did.
If Ross Dwelly catches a touchdown, he will answer the question, who's the Lion I've never heard of this week for a lot of people? They did sign Anthony Frisker to the practice squad and released offensive lineman Jack Conley from the practice squad. So they're, you know, I don't know if they're going to have to count on these guys, Dwelly and Frisker, but that's not Laporta and Wright.
Kang, I think Paul Reed could play.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't count out anything after what the Pistons did last night. So, I mean, you hope Laporta and Wright can go. I didn't. It's amazing how many of these injuries pop up a few days after a game and you had no idea.
Right. Like Philly's injury list, they went through a walkthrough, so it's not really complete. They didn't even practice yesterday because they played Monday night.
As far as the secondary, Terrion Arnold concussion. That's a bit of a bummer if he can't go because it feels like Terrion Arnold's turning a corner a little bit.
Yes.
He's had some good games. And
you kind of think this is going to be the game where Philly says, you know what, AJ, let's go prove it.
Especially, right. And at that position, also on the injury report, DJ Reed was limited. He just had his window open up. Yep. I don't know if there's a chance he plays in week one.
it seems unlikely.
My guess, I said yesterday, I think, was against Dallas.
Yeah, well, that's not this game. So.
I know.
Yep. No, I hear you. Also in the secondary, Kirby Joseph. I mean, I'm almost getting used to not having Kirby Joseph. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, they unfortunately, you know, have missed Kirby. They had to. They had Brian Branch was shelved with the suspension. So they've done decent though. There, that's the Legion of Whom guys stepping up. Whether it be Thomas Harper or Eric Hallett or somebody.
Right. Even the play where the play that sealed the Viking victory over the Lions, the one really good pass JJ threw, the nailer. I mean, Millett was in really good position.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Yes, he was. Other names from the injury report to be aware of, as far as limited practice, Decker was limited. Miles Frazier, Graham Glasgow was limited. I'll be intrigued to see if Frazier actually be activated this week. Along the defensive line, Marcus Davenport was limited, but he is back. His windows open up. Josh Pascal was limited. He's probably closer because his situation was closer to being resolved. You know what was full practice, though? Malcolm Rodriguez.
Yeah.
He's kind of a forgotten guy, contributor, special teams and defense.
Maybe they won't give up long kickoff returns. Him playing special teams.
He is a guy, he and the truth, Sione Vaki are guys that they like on special teams. So it's been kind of a weird deal. A lot of respect for the Lions special teams and FIP, but
a former Eagle assistant special teams coach going back there, yeah. A little, the revenge tour of Dave Phipp.
win one for the Fipper. Sorry. Joe in Bloomfield, you're on 97 on a ticket. What's up, Joe?
Hi, good morning, guys. So quick question. Tesla, he has the size of a tight end. Now he only weighs like 215 according to the roster. Why couldn't they look at him at tight end? Not necessarily for this game. I was thinking that weeks ago that he could, because he's not getting a lot of throws at the receiver's position right now.
Because of the blocking aspect.
I mean, he's a decent blocker for a receiver, and he does play special teams. But, yeah, I can see that you're in a pinch. But maybe they like Dwelly better.
Yeah, if you're going to ask a tight end to just run routes, then I could see it. But if a tight end, if he at 215 pounds has to block, I would guess here, Joe, that would answer the question.
Yeah. Okay. Just a thought. Thanks, guys.
Now, could he get an expanded role? I feel like Detroit has been waiting for an expanded role for Isaac Tesla. But, you know, I'm not sure. It's really, like, we are really in a place where they're every single week it feels like, yeah, the offense was good, but what about this guy? Or what about that guy? Sometimes the offense hasn't been good.
Well, one of the things that I look forward to in the game Sunday night is that it's going to be Dan Campbell's second game calling the plays this season.
I think that's a big storyline.
So that can get better. And it was pointed out, and I got to get this up there, make sure I got the correct number. Part of the reason, now granted, Washington's defense is certainly not as good as Philly, especially since, you know, after Payne got thrown out of the game. But 57.4% of the plays the Lions used Sunday against the Commanders used motion at the snap, which is the second highest that they've used all season and the second highest in Dan Campbell's playing tenure going back to when he did it his first year after they fired Anthony Lynn.
So it was interesting. He said something earlier in the year when lack of motion was brought up and that they didn't use as much motion. And if I recall correctly, his answer was, well, we were on the road and that you use the communication and things like motion happens more at home when the crowd is on your side, as opposed to when a crowd's trying to make life difficult. I believe that's what his answer was. And so now that Washington game was like a home game.
Right.
This is not going to be like a home
no,
game.
No, no, no.
So it'll be intriguing to see if, you know, it carries over from last week to this week. But I agree with you. I think one of the big storylines, in fact, the two biggest storylines I have in Detroit here getting ready for this game are A, you know, the injury situation, and B, where are we with, you know, with game two of the Dan Campbell play calling era? Does the arrow continue to point up? Like, does Campbell really have a finger on the pulse of these guys, this offense, the flow? You know, that's the one thing that Jared said to us earlier in the week. He's just got a really good feel for the flow of the offense. And that's not a small thing. It's just an innate ability to know what your guys can get done against a certain defense.
Yeah, I mean, you hope he only gets better, like everything else. By the way, I was reading the Philly Inquirer this morning.
Really?
Now tell me if maybe I'm missing something. This isn't, maybe it's me. But they're talking about the Lions running, and they were give a lot of praise to the Lions in doing this. They were with the film shows and all this.
Yeah.
He says, the aforementioned great running game has a two-headed tandem, David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs, who adopted the nicknames Boom and Zoom, respectively.
What?
Did I miss something? When was Gibbs and Montgomery called Boom and Zoom? Sonic and Knuckles? Yes. Boom and Zoom? Did this guy, Devin Jackson of the Philadelphia Inquirer, did he just make this crap up?
What's funny is, I've never heard of that, ever.
No, never.
Anybody
says Gibbs, who's tied for third in rushing touchdowns this season, particularly thrived out of the shotgun, the elusive and speedy running back averaging 10 yards per carry on shotgun runs, the highest among qualified runners, according to Next Gen Stats. So this guy's doing really good statistical research. Was he picking out names from the jug of pretzels, the tub of pretzels?
I've never heard anybody refer to the Lions backfield as Boom and Zoom.
Boom and Zoom, right here.
In print. Huh. Just out of curiosity, what had you reading the Philadelphia Inquirer today?
Because I knew we were going to talk about the Eagles-Lions game, so okay. I want to hear what the opposing press has to do.
Fair enough. But you specifically chose the Inquirer because I'm assuming you thought it was credible.
Yeah, it is. It's the only, I guess they have the Daily News.
I mean, there's not, just because you get the opposing team's nicknames wrong, I guess doesn't mean you don't know what you're talking about with your own team.
If I lived at home, I'd get the Inquirer delivered to my house because we live in a city. There's a city that still gets home delivery.
Home delivery of what?
The newspaper.
The what? The
Philadelphia Inquirer.
Is a what?
Yeah, it's a newspaper.
Huh.
You actually read with your hands.
You read with your hands?
Well,
it's Braille?
You hold the paper. You don't need a tablet. You don't need a phone.
Breaking news, Philadelphia Inquirer, all Braille.
Yeah. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution, they're going all digital shortly.
Well, isn't just about everybody?
No.
Isn't everybody just about all digital?
No, most of them, like the Free Press has, they print it every day. Yeah, I get it delivered at home 3 days a week.
You do?
Yeah.
Look at you.
I could go on. That's another tangent for me. The Free Press on Sunday, I used to like reading the Sunday paper. We sat down.
It was a lot. The Sunday paper was a lot.
And on the sports section on Sunday, the Free Press used to have this thing called The Blitz, which would wrap up, recap, especially if they were earlier games, Michigan and Michigan State. They'd have, the bigger game on the front side, the other on this back side.
Yeah.
Now, because they've changed printing presses in Cincinnati, even the 12 o'clock games, there's no College Blitz anymore because you can't get the games in the paper. So you have to go on your online if you want to read about it.
Well, I hope you persevere, Stoney.
I do persevere.
Good. Carson Anderson, we got to get into what Scott Boras said yesterday.
Yes.
If you missed this. This is the agent for Tarek Skubal. Congratulations, Tarek. Back-to-back Cy Youngs in a stunning announcement yesterday. But we'll get to what Boras had to say at 12:05 because it was weird. The Carstonian for Gator, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.